Back to school means back to meal planning, and whether it's school lunches or family dinners, Safeway makes it easy and rewarding to stock up and plan. For 3 days only, September 21st to September 23rd, fill your basket and choose your reward. Spend $100 and get 100 Air Miles bonus miles or a $10 Sobeys gift card. Choose your reward only at Safeway.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Dr. Michael Ikey's show, featuring mystical and new thought tools and stimulating conversation.
And welcome back, everybody, to my show. We have very special guest Linda Jane Selina on this week. How are you, Linda?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Awesome. And I see already we have a lot of people on the switchboard, and we'll get to you guys in just a moment.
Source is omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent. Source is everywhere. There is no place Source is not. Therefore, where we are, Source is. Source is peace, love, joy, harmony, creativity, higher intelligence, wisdom. And just as the sunbeam is an extension of the sun, so too are we. Just as the waves upon the ocean are individualized extensions, expressions of the whole ocean, so too are we, perfect, whole individualizations of Mother, Father, God. We already are perfect in the mind of the universe, as the mind of the universe is perfect within us. Right here and right now, in this energy of pure perfection that we are one with, we affirm and we declare that whatever is put out is mirrored back to us, for we are one with the all. An exterior face of love and joy and of bliss reflects our feeling and extension and expression of love, joy, and bliss. We know not where the looking glass begins nor ends. We simply are. And we attract to us only creativity, only peace, love, and joy. For that is what we radiate out now and forevermore. These words are the law of the universe and already are in the mind of God. We let it be so, and so it is, and so it is. Amen, amen, amen.
And we'll be back.
Now in its 10th season, listen and watch Fridays to Dr. Michael's podcast and webcasts on YouTube, iTunes, SoundCloud, Mixcloud, Spreaker, and Blog Talk Radio.
And we're back, everybody. Thank you so much for your patience, those of you who are waiting on the line. I think, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, we're ready. We're going to do some readings that, well, together we haven't done readings ever. Mm-hmm. Separately, we've done tons. We're going to see what's going on. So we'll hit our first caller, not literally, but figuratively. And hello, caller. Thank you for waiting. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Thank you.
Oh, very good. Where are you calling in from?
From Washington State.
Ah, excellent. Just sort of south of us. What is your question for myself and or Linda?
My question is regarding, like, career employment. I'm trying to figure out what I'm doing, and I just kind of wanted guidance there. I recently took the exam to become a police officer. I passed the written, but I failed the physical, and so now I'm trying to get in shape for it. I used to be, like, 110 pounds, and now I gained weight, so I gained like I'm at 135, so I'm just trying to get fit and pass the physical, but I don't know, that's just like an idea of something to do in the meantime.
Excellent. I get a sense that doing a physical sort of thing is your thing. I do get a sense that you have been building up your body physically. It's healthy. Thank goodness you're going down a healthy road, relatively healthy, as opposed to starving yourself or taking steroids or who knows what. So it really, on a physical level, you are definitely strengthening yourself. Emotionally, though, it's funny, I'm not picking up on anything emotional. Usually I'll pick up on mind, body, spirit. Are you having any encouragement in your environment?
Yeah, my grandparents and my mom, they gave me like these talks and they're like, you need to do something, you know, you went to college, you went to the university and you're not really doing anything with yourself. So they're the ones pushing me and, you know, letting me know that I need to take action. And they're right.
Oh, very good. Yeah, it's good to have a support. Linda, do you have anything to pipe in with?
I do. Hi. Thank you for calling. The first feeling I get, Lovie, the first thing before you started to speak was the energy was of you not being happy and comfortable with yourself. And it feels to me like the encouragement around you is not really what you need. You need to push yourself forward in a happier way because it feels as though it's keeping you, your energy's a bit flat and heavy, even though I know you're working towards a goal. It does feel as though it's like trudging through mud for you. And if you can change the way you look at this and see the positive aspect of it, rather than this is something I have to do for everyone else to keep everyone else happy, if you do this for yourself, love, you'll find much more joy in it. And I have to say, looking forward, it feels to me as though it will be successful for you.
Excellent. I'm going to pick a card for you as well, just for fun, from my Soul Oracle card deck. I'm going to just shuffle them up. This is specifically for you. I've cleared the energy. And the card that came up is number 7. The law of infinity. And essentially, infinity is like source. Infinity is the universe. So what that suggests to me in no uncertain terms is, if you'll pardon the pun, the sky is the limit. Whatever you'll pursue, you'll pursue with all of your heart. Whatever you pursue, you will pursue very single-mindedly, almost as if, well, it's nice to have support around us, but you don't really need it. You're still going for that no matter what. And I'm going to read the little affirmative prayer that I've written on these cards. This is my own deck, by the way, which I published. It's no longer available. So I'm going to get us to meditate together. I'd like you to take the sacred breath in, releasing with the sound, and gently closing our eyes. Let's gaze into our brow or third eye area, becoming aware as well of our heart and soul chakra. And those two lights begin to grow brighter, stronger. We're beginning to unify and become one with these two lights as they merge into one solid, glowing, warm light. Right here and right now, we are living in a perfect wholeness and health, even now. And we are grateful. Infinite joy, infinite wisdom is working through us now as us and forevermore. And we give thanks for this knowing. We release this word knowing that it shall, can, will return multiplied. We give thanks. Releasing the word, letting it be so now and unto forevermore. And so it is. And so it is. Amen, amen, amen. Let's take the sacred breath together. Releasing with the sound. I want to thank you so much for taking the time for calling in. Thank you so much. Peace and richest blessings.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And I think we're going to go straight to our next caller, if that's okay, Linda. And let's have a look. We're going to go to our next caller. And you're on the air with Dr. Michael and Linda Jane. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, thank you. Very nice to meet both of you. My name is Wendy from California.
Hi, Wendy. You're just south of us. We're in Vancouver, Canada area. And what is your question?
Well, I'm 67, and on March 9th, when I left work, I got in the back seat of a yellow cab. We were rear-ended on the highway, so I've been off work ever since. Kept in close contact with my employer, and my primary care doctor, when I met with her a couple months ago, she extended my leave off of work, and she said she wanted me to take pain management classes and physical therapy, which I did. And when I saw her Wednesday, she wasn't happy with me because she asked me if I'd been swimming, and I said no, I was focusing on physical therapy and pain management class. And I asked her to extend my leave through the last day of this year, 12/31. And she said, well, I'll approve you through the last day of October. You'll come back on October 29th and we'll discuss again. I may extend you through the end of November, and you'll come back late November, and then may extend you through 12/31 of this year. So when I go back on October 29th, will she extend me through November and then potentially extend me through 12/31?
Yes, certainly.
Hello, Wendy. I got the feeling, love, that it will until the end of December.
Oh,
I fine until the end of December, love. I don't see you working before then.
Okay, so I think you are telling me good news that my doctor will extend me potentially through the very last day of this year.
It feels to me like there are three extensions coming, and it actually goes past the end of the year until around about the 17th of January, and that's when there's a little bit of a discussion comes up to are we going to extend or not, and it's a bit of a gray area. But until then, until the end of the year, you're going to be absolutely fine, love. Don't worry. You need to heal.
I was upset because she acted angry at me. And so it's going to be different. I'm going to keep in close contact with her and tell her what I'm doing. And the way she acted, I think I'll be lucky if she does extend me through December. So why would she extend me a few weeks past December?
I can answer that for Linda. First of all, I agree entirely with Linda. But secondly, she will only extend you a little bit longer because the whole reason why all of this happened, in my humble opinion, is for change. And I believe that this time off, besides the physical recuperation, et cetera, and hopefully emotional recuperation as well, is meant to get you questioning. It's meant to get you, and I know you're at a certain point in your life because you've shared that with us, you're meant to kind of look at, okay, where do I really want to go? Do I want to go back to the same job, the same work, the same career? What is it you do?
Well, call center for a long time. I'm working for a medical health insurance company, and
yes.
And I'm lucky that they hired me, but there have been a few people that have abused me.
Yes, they're lucky that they've hired you. They're lucky to have you, first of all.
Thank you.
And secondly, and that's the absolute truth. I'm not just trying to be nice. I really am getting not doubts because you don't know what you're doing, but kind of a reassessment. Whenever we're kind of waylaid in our life, when we're on a certain path or a number of paths and all of a sudden we have an accident or something happens to kind of stop us for a while, and I've learned this, I'm only 62, I'll say only, but I've learned this as both a teacher and on a personal level, and it's the kind of person I am, is I like to reassess. I like to see how far I've gone, if I want to go any further, if I want to change direction. Regardless of where you are in your life age-wise, we should always kind of step back and go, is this good for me? Because usually we're okay for the job or the career. We're usually in the service industry as you are. But really, does this serve you? And I really want to get you to use this time to reassess, to go, What are my options? Okay. Instead of going on an intellectual level, to listen to your heart. I believe that there was always at least two things that you'd rather have done in your life, job-wise or career-wise, and perhaps you feel like that wasn't possible for whatever reasons. So would you mind sharing with us what that, if you had your druthers, what would you rather do?
Well, I'm 67 now, but I should have been a college art professor.
So what happened?
I didn't go to college, and I have a gift for art, and I should have gone. I would have loved to have worked for Disney and created cartoons. Book illustration would be nice, but I have to be practical because my goal is to prolong starting my Social Security for at least a year or two, and in order for that to happen, that means I have to have income to pay rent and food, et cetera.
Absolutely. Practically speaking, you won't have a problem. You can quote me on this. You can quote Linda on this as well. You won't have a problem with some sort of income. But once you are retired, if you choose to retire, and I would encourage you to do this in your spare time, perhaps this is why you have quote-unquote spare time a little bit right now, is why not pursue what you've never pursued but what's in your heart. And ironically, that happens to be my original career. I used to draw a syndicated comic strip back in the 70s and graphic design. I went to school for that and advertising in a big eastern city out in eastern Canada, not on the West Coast. And really and truly, I'm really getting pursue your passions. Even if it does or doesn't necessarily lead to an income, start drawing again. Start doodling or noodling. It's up to you. But really go ahead and pursue that, because you're also going to find that's healing. Whenever we do any sort of creative endeavor, always, and I don't know if you believe in this or not, but whenever we do any sort of creative endeavor, we're actually creating oneness with Source, oneness, if you will, with God or the universe, higher intelligence, wisdom. And when we're doing that, on a superficial level, we could say we're meditating, but meditation is also oneness with our Creator. When we're doing that, we automatically start healing. We automatically start channeling higher intelligence, ideas, creativity, etc. So I would highly recommend, and this is from my heart, I'm sharing with you, start doing what your imagination spurs you on to do. Because age, yes, is a number, and yes, there's the practical aspect. I'll always be aware of that. But at the same time, I really believe this is a point in your life where you pursue your passion or passions. I'm going to cut my Soul Oracle card deck to a card for you. And this is interesting. Yes. It's the law of self-assurance. Linda wants to share something, then we'll go to the card.
Wendy, sorry to interrupt you there, Michael. I just wanted to say, look, just to give you some peace of mind, that the doctor, I was looking at that, what had happened earlier in the day, and she was not in a good space. And the fact that you didn't do your swimming was kind of a bit of an annoyance to her. And it feels as though she kind of came at you, when in actual fact there were other things that made a jump on you. And it feels like there's a little bit of regret afterwards, that maybe she spoke a little harshly to you. So don't think that she's targeting you in any way, because she certainly wasn't. It was just she wasn't having a good day. I hope that helps you, love, because it does feel as though you feel a bit victimized by that, but that's actually not what's happening.
I agree with Linda 1,000%. You mustn't take to heart anything that's going on. Everything is for a reason. We're running short on time, so I'm going to segue into your card, your message with the affirmative prayer on it. The law of self-assurance is number 19 in my deck. And the law of self-assurance essentially is trusting our heart. It's a reassuring ourselves rather than looking on the outside for assurance and validation, etc. So together, let's do this. It'll be slightly healing. I want you to gently close your eyes and gaze in upon your brow or third eye area. Take the sacred breath in, releasing with a sound. as we sit in this room, upper room of higher consciousness and awareness, we become aware of our heart or soul chakra. It grows deeper, larger, brighter, merging with the light at our brow or third eye area. And we feel calm and we feel collected. We feel a peace that passeth all understanding. And right here and right now, we affirm and we declare, nay, we proclaim in this love, in the light of God, the fullness of life. We allow the fullness of life to be born through us as us. And it is already so in the mind of the universe. Oh, we are poised for the spiritual realization that we are living the life of God, Almighty God, all joyous God, all loving. And it's already happening in the mind of God. For this we give thanks. We give high praise, high gratitude for this knowing, for this healing, for this evolution that we are in and which is within us. We give thanks, releasing the word, knowing that it shall, can, will return, multiplied of itself, never void. In gratitude and appreciation, we give thanks, letting it be so, and so it is, and so it is. Amen, amen, amen. Let's take the sacred breath in again, releasing with the sound. I want to thank you so much for joining us today. Peace and richest blessings, caller. Thank you.
Oh, God bless.
And we've got our next caller. I think we kind of cut the last one off at the end. How are you today, caller? Hello, it's Dr. Michael here and Linda. Are you there? All right, we're going to move on to the next caller. And how are you today, caller?
I'm fine, and thank you, Dr. Michael and Linda Jane. Thank you so much. My name is Annabelle.
Oh, thank you so much for your patience, too. You've been on waiting a little bit. What is your question for us today?
Well, I'm kind of worried that I'm delaying my love and romance connection, life connection, or am I?
Oh, very good. That's the age-old question. Everybody wants to know.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, because I get a sense that you're well-loved in your environment, either by friends and or family, but you're probably wanting that little something more. If you'll pardon the pun. And so are you really wanting that, or are you just really happy in your life and that would be more the icing on the cake?
Well, I'm really wanting that. I think I've served my purpose with friends and family, so that would be a little bit extra for myself.
Awesome. Let's go to Linda, and Linda will share some information. You're a doll, by the way. Thank you for calling in. Linda.
From England, I love your accent. It's amazing. I could listen to you all day. Okay, honey. I feel as though, as Michael was saying, I agree that there's a great deal of love that expands from you, and you have a lot of love to give. You move that into the family and people around you, and I can see that. But I feel that when you are alone, there's an aloneness that turns into loneliness for you, and that's what's driving this desire for you to find another person. Now, I'm seeing a building that looks like a community-type center that must be fairly close to where you are, and I do believe that there is a person in there that would be of interest to you, somebody who helps out there and gives of themselves as well as occasionally works there for money as well. I do feel like it's a person that kind of helps out with janitorial kind of duties, but more from the heart than from the pocket, you would understand. So I can encourage you definitely to go there and spend more time there. There is definitely a person there for you, and I do feel that it will be a lovely friendship to begin with that has the opportunity to grow into more if you both should decide to move forward with that. Because we're all a bit, you know, we've been who we are for a while, and we have to kind of jar against each other a little bit, and there's some growth that needs to happen and a little bit of compromise, but I do believe that there is a person there for you. If you want to go along, you'll find them. If you don't, you won't.
I agree. I agree with Linda 1,000%. Plus, you've earned it. I get a feeling that either you've been alone or lonely for a while, and you just want to share your life with a partner, and you've earned it. I'm going to cut a card from my Soul Oracle card deck just for you, and it's going to have an affirmative prayer with it. This one is number 36, the Law of Increase, which automatically suggests to me energetically, yes, you're on a roll. Things are increasing. Love is just within sight, as well as feel, if you'll pardon the pun. So I'm going to get you with me to gently close your eyes. We're going to do a quick meditation, focusing in upon the brow or third eye area and the soul or heart chakra. Let's breathe into it. Let's take a sacred breath in, releasing with a sound. Right here and right now, in this light of awareness, we begin to feel, we begin to know peace, love, joy, harmony, higher intelligence, wisdom, and creativity. Right here and right now, as we melt into or lean back into this great light of awareness of higher consciousness in which we dwell, we affirm and we declare right here and right now, in my oneness with creation, my prosperity and abundance multiplies many times. Infinite prosperity, health, and abundance is mine. Love is within grasp. Love I exude, and love is me. I am beauty. I am elegance itself. I am joy. And right here and right now, I attract into my life that which I put out. It is the law of life. And we are so grateful for this love which already is in our mind, heart, and body. We release this word knowing that it must return multiplied of itself, never void. In gratitude and appreciation, we give thanks for this word, knowing that it shall, can, will, is already so in the mind of God, in the mind of the universe. We release it, letting it be so, and so it is, and so it is. Amen, amen, amen. Let's breathe into it again, take a sacred breath in, releasing with the sound. I want to thank you so much, my dear, for being patient and phoning in. Thank you. Peace and richest blessings. I want to thank all of you out there as well, as we just have a few minutes left. I want to share with everybody a little bit about Linda Jane. Thank you so much for coming on the show this time, too, by the way. It's muchly appreciated. You're a psychic medium and mentor. I almost said you're a Pacific. I'm reading my dummy cards right there, and my writing is horrible. How can people get in touch with you? What is your website?
It is lindajanesalina.com, and Linda is spelled with a Y. Jane does not have a Y, so it's LYNDAJANESELINA.
And they're going to read it, too, both on the blog talk site where they're listening to this, as well I've probably put it up, even as we speak, at the bottom of the video. Want to thank all of you. We're here every Friday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific, 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Until next time, peace and richest blessings.
Welcome to Dr. Michael Icke's show, featuring mystical and new thought tools and stimulating conversation.
Back to school means back to meal planning, and whether it's school lunches or family dinners, Safeway makes it easy and rewarding to stock up and plan. For 3 days only, September 21st to September 23rd, fill your basket and choose your reward. Spend $100 and get 100 Air Miles bonus miles or a $10 Sobeys gift card. Choose your reward only at Safeway.